Mark Levin, If You Want to Destroy America, Then You Vote Democrat. By Jeff Poor on October 24, 2022. During the Sunday broadcast of his show's opening monologue, conservative talker Mark Levin laid out the reasons why voters should be skeptical of Democrats as the midterm elections approach. According to Levin, a vote for the Democratic Party was a vote to destroy America. Transcript as follows. If you want to destroy America, how would you do it? Does that sound provocative? It's not intended to be. If you want to destroy America, how would you do it? Well, let me suggest to you America is being destroyed. If you want to destroy America, then you vote Democrat because the Democratic Party has been unmasked. Its policies and programs are delusional and destructive, and they are dismantling the most fabulous nation on earth right before your eyes. Capitalism stands in the way of a planned socialist economy, which they support, so they seek to deconstruct capitalism. In order to fundamentally transform America, you must seize power by perverting and sabotaging our constitution, legal, and voting systems. That's what they're doing. The American people have not knowingly or voluntarily surrendered their liberty, property, society, and constitution to the reprobates and malcontents within the Democratic Party and who are among us. It's a slow process, and it is packaged in deceit and propaganda and lies. You are said to be the beneficiary of these designs when in fact you are the targets. The Democratic Party doesn't seek to improve society, it seeks to destroy it, then replace it. The Democratic Party sees your economic struggles and even impoverishment resulting from their policies and programs as a necessary condition to imposing a teleological ends and imagined paradise on an unwilling and unsuspecting people. It is therefore necessary to use taxes, regulations, executive orders, a massive bureaucracy, issuing hundreds and hundreds of dictates to reorder society, the economy, and the government. It is necessary to silence, humiliate, and shame contrary voices, as conformity is essential. And therefore you need truth squads, and therefore, you need the government working with Silicon Valley oligarchs and the like. It is necessary to squelch knowledge and actual science, impose doctrines and change the language to control, direct and manipulate the people. It is necessary to use the police powers of the federal government against your opponents, real and perceived, parents, pro-lifers, peaceful protesters, the political opposition, a former president of the United States. It is necessary that the media be compliant with your means and your ends, helping to brainwash the public, reward compliance with fawning coverage, and smear and libel those who dissent or resist. And of course, it is necessary to dismantle the nuclear family by using government schools controlled by the Democratic Party through their union bosses to promote racism, sexuality, perversion, and to prevent parents from participating in raising their children. It is necessary to dumb down the children to ensure that they are not smart and their test scores are low, so you have a more malleable and compliant future generation. It is necessary to dismantle American history, which is exactly what is being done. You lie about the founding, you shred the Declaration and the Constitution. We eviscerate the founders. You rewrite history by substituting 1776 with 1619. You replace real history books with racist propaganda, and especially in school libraries, with sexually explicit pornography. You pull down the monuments, you expunge history, you destroy the homes of the legacies of Jefferson, the author of the Declaration, and Madison, the main figure behind the Constitution. It is necessary to hollow out the military with wokeism and vaccine mandates, to crush local law enforcement and centralize police powers at the FBI, the American Stasi, and the Department of Justice. It is necessary to unleash anarchy and lawlessness in our cities and neighborhoods, to cause people to be upset with the existing society and the status quo and to want revolutionary change. It is necessary to destroy national sovereignty with open borders, create chaos on our southern border, sex trade, violence, fentanyl, drug cartels, chaos, and anarchy. This is how you destroy a country from within. This is the issue before us on the election. Every single problem we face that is of a significant magnitude to our very existence as a free and prosperous people, as a sovereign nation, is being created by one party and only one party, the Democratic Party. And of course, the Democratic Party has had supporters, mainly the media, the New York Times. We've talked about the history of the New York Times. The New York Times supports this sort of thing. After all, the New York Times is behind the 1619 Project. The New York Times lied to the American people repeatedly on behalf of Joseph Stalin, through its correspondent in Moscow. The New York Times covered up the Holocaust and lied about the Third Reich because they were asked to by Franklin Roosevelt and because the owners of the newspaper were concerned that people will be critical of the New York Times. And so it has a chief correspondent in Berlin, a man who sympathized with the Nazis. The New York Times brought us Castro, who had been defeated, who was in the jungles of Cuba with about 20 so-called guerrillas. The New York Times breathed life into his revolution, and the people of Cuba have suffered ever since. And to this day, the New York Times is caught time and time again with hiring anti-Semites, anti-Semites who despise the state of Israel, and Jews generally. But even more, let's look at the Democratic Party's history again. The Democratic Party was the party of Confederacy. The president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, was a Democrat, the generals were Democrats. The KKK was spawned out of the Confederacy and embraced by the Democratic Party. It was embraced by the Democratic Party to oppose reconciliation, and that's what they did. It took a Republican president, Grant, to send the U.S. Army down there to wipe them out. But then when the Democrats won the House, Grant didn't have the authority to use the army again, and the Klan prospered. Segregation, Plessy versus Ferguson, in the latter part of the 19th century. A Supreme Court gone rogue again. Again, the Democratic Party pushing segregation for another 100 years after the Civil War. And so the Supreme Court stepped in again with Brown versus Board of Education, separate but equal is not equal. Another decision that was intended to do what? Stop the Democrats from being racist and discriminatory against blacks. The 1964 Civil Rights Act, the 1965 Civil Rights Act, they were passed to do what? To stop again a large number of Democrats from stopping blacks from voting or stopping the implementation of the Civil War amendments. Then we have Woodrow Wilson, one of the earliest and leading so-called progressives, aka American Marxists. He was a flat-out racist. What did he do? He resegregated the civil service. What else did he do? Everything possible to put down blacks and to prevent them from achieving. He embraced eugenics, as did his party, as did Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, another appendage of the Democratic Party. Now, they not only wanted to wipe out what they called idiots and morons, and so forth, but they were targeting black people. Let's jump to Franklin Roosevelt, right? Great guy, right? Not so great. The propaganda from the Democrat media has protected this man, has immunized this man from many of his imperfections, which are significant. Number one, on more than one occasion, there were efforts in Congress to pass a federal anti-lynching act because blacks were still being lynched in the South, mostly by Democrats. FDR wouldn't support it. So, it never passed under FDR. It even came up again in 1940, and FDR wanted to win an unprecedented third term, so he squelched it. His first appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. Hugo Black had been a lawyer for the Klan, a lawyer for the Klan in Alabama. What else? The New Deal, Mark. Look at all these great programs that were passed. You know, many of these programs were passed to try and address what the Democrats have done to minorities into this country previously. But when you look at the Federal Housing Authority, the FHA, which was one of the first New Deal programs passed, as I mentioned last time, that's where we get redlining from. Why? Because they were directed not to give home loans to blacks, to neighborhoods in which blacks predominated, or the neighborhoods around them. And what the FHA would do is they would color those neighborhoods in red, and that's where you get the phrase redlining from. What about Lyndon Johnson, Mark? We have to admit that he was a strong proponent of the 1964 and 65 Civil Rights Acts, but even his greatest biographers, including Robert Caro, and others have said, while he led on civil rights, he remained a racist. He did remain a racist. The things he said that were caught on audio, the things he said over and over and over and over and over again make it abundantly clear not until 1957 and he was in Congress long time, did he ever support any civil rights legislation, because he decided he wanted to run for president at some point. Now, why am I telling you all of this? The country is in decline, not because the American people want it with massive inflation, with the dollar being destroyed, with the borders wide open, with massive crime taking place in our streets, disrespect for police, the undermining of the United States military, inflation, economic conditions through the roof. These are all decisions that have been imposed by the Democratic Party, not foreign powers. Not Russia, not Ukraine, not Saudi Arabia, but Joe Biden and the Democrats. If you want to save the country, if you want to begin the process, we hope of reversing course, if you want to improve your lives, if you want to protect your family, whatever you do, don't vote Democrat. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter @Jeff_Poor.